From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Why say female player?
If she played the men's circuit, she'd be like 700 in the world. That doesn't mean I don't think Serena's like an incredible player. I do.
Why is he taking grief for this? Why are people upset at John McEnroe about this?
In today's time, you cannot have an opinion without getting bashed.
She asked him a question.
She did.
He answered it in, I think, the most respectful way that he, like, not only did he answer it respectfully, like, he even said, not only is she the best female tennis player, she's the best female tennis player ever. Like, that's, so he took her question, gave that praise, and then heaped more praise on top of it. And then she asks him.
In today's society, you isolate the bad. That's it. Like, that is the only thing that you're looking at. I can say so many amazing things about you right now, AJ, but if I say that you don't look all that good, that's the only thing that you're going to hear.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
It's the Blitz. JC Barrett, AJ Hoffman filling in for Fred Fowler. The Mexican national team returns to Houston. Mexico and its stars will face African rival Ghana at NRG Stadium. Don't miss your chance to watch Mexico in this crucial match leading into the summer's Gold Cup. Tickets are available at Ticketmaster.com, starting at just $30. Get yours today. HRP listener line, 713-780-3776. AJ is asking me questions about what white people, I guess, what white people have questions to black people.
Yeah, I like to know some things about what black people are into.
I want to before you get back to your list.
Okay.
I have one question that I really want to know.
Okay.
Why is it that white people do not wash their hands when they leave the restroom?
I don't know. I mean, I don't like it when anyone does that, but I haven't noticed it to be a black or white thing. I feel like there's a lot of people who don't.
Dude, I'm not going to say it's only white people, but 95% of the people that I see walk into the restroom and just walk out without washing their hands are white people.
I'm a big time hand washer.
Okay. I am too.
I've seen some people in this building who don't wash their hands.
Are they white?
Mostly. Yeah, mostly white people work here though.
That's true, yeah.
I mean, so I don't know if it's just relative, but and then, like, the worst is, like, when someone who you know doesn't always wash their hands.
Want to come and high-five you or give you a handshake?
They want to shake your hand, yeah. And that's why I don't really like to shake hands with anybody. I like to fist bump people or, you know, just say, hey, how's it going, you know? But, that like, people insist on shaking your hand. I don't know why.
Yeah.
But, like, I understand. I feel like handshakes are good when you first meet somebody. But then after that, I feel like a fist bump or just a I'll see you later.
Yeah.
That will suffice. I don't like it when you have to shake someone's hand at, like, every time you see them. I don't like that.
John, have you noticed that as well?
No? Because Jerome doesn't wash his hands.
What?
And Raheel doesn't wash his hands.
Jerome don't wash his hands?
Oh, he
claims the cleanest part of his body is his penis, so he doesn't want to muddle it up with dirty hands. I think he said he washes his hands before he goes to the restroom.
How does that make sense? If you're out, first off, you live in Houston. If you're outside at any point in time, then down low, I mean, like, you're going to start to sweat. So how is it possible that penis?
I don't even touch my penis when I pee. I don't like to do that. I just hang it over my underpants. I let the balls and stick hang over my underpants.
Yeah.
And I use them to tuck themselves back in. Like, I never have to touch my own penis when I'm using the restroom. There's no need for it.
Okay. How is that
possible? But I still wash my hands.
How is that possible that the cleanest part of your body is your penis?
I don't know.
Especially if you're in Houston. If you step outside for 5 seconds, you sweat.
A lot of people are saying the white people carry a hand sanitizer all the time.
That's not true.
I don't know if that's a good enough excuse either.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I feel
either.
Like everyone should just—you should just wash your hands.
Wash your hands,
room,
and
no
do not.
Color you
and
are.
Whenever you come out, whenever you do wash your hands, do not touch the doorknob.
Okay.
the doorknob has a lot of germs on it as well.
Yeah, that's where you take the napkin and
you take the napkin and you open the door like that. Yeah.
Well, sometimes sometimes you don't have a choice. And I'll say that's like, you know how I feel about washing hands. But at this office, there's way worse problems in the bathroom than people not washing their hands. Let me tell you.
Was it pissing on the toilet seat?
Sometimes pissing, sometimes other things.
Oh, no. Ew, who does that?
Stuff on top of the urinal.
Yeah, sometimes people don't like to...
aim?
Well, never. I mean, and I'm one of the taller people who works here, and it would be an effort for me to pee on top of the urinal in our bathroom, but there's always piss on top of the urinal. So I don't know who's doing it. Maybe there's a really tall guy running around doing it. I don't know. But the other problem that we've had here in the past is people wipe and then don't like to flush it.
Oh.
And there used to be little trash cans in each stall.
Yeah.
And they would just throw the paper into the stall. Finally, this place smarted up and took the little trash cans out. But now people will walk their soiled toilet paper up to the front trash can and put it in there. And that's even grosser because now everyone has to see it. So
I don't.
That's the worst problem facing this bathroom.
Gosh. What you got?
Someone said British people in particular, British white people, don't wash their hands and will take drinks or food and set it on top of the urinal.
Yeah, dude, I have a picture in my phone of a guy at a baseball game. He put his nachos underneath the urinal.
Yeah, somebody sent me a picture on Twitter today, or yesterday maybe, of a guy. It looked like it was in a McDonald's or something.
Yeah.
But his fries were on the underneath the stall. So it's got this guy, he's clearly taking a dump.
Yeah.
His fry cup is on the ground, and his burger is on the ground.
Oh, my God.
Not on a napkin, on the tile.
I don't even like if I'm chewing gum and I walk into the restroom, I spit my gum out. I don't like to smell the restroom.
I've always thought public restrooms. I've always had a real issue when I'm out at a bar or something, especially, let's say you're out at a bar by yourself.
Yeah.
You got to go to the restroom.
Okay.
What do you do with your drink?
You leave it there. Like you cover it up with a napkin.
Okay.
But if you're by yourself, then you should be at the bar.
Yeah.
You shouldn't be
typically
at a table.
That's the case.
Right? So you should be at the bar. You let the bartender know, hey, I'm going to get something to drink, cover it with a napkin, good to go.
Yeah.
You don't take your drink with you to the restroom. And if you think something bad has happened to it, buy another drink.
I used to like the...
Or I would finish my drink first, then go use the restroom.
Some of the bars in Austin... Well, let's say you're at a club. It's really busy.
Okay.
Everybody's shoulder to shoulder. What do you do with your drink then?
And I'm by myself?
Well, even if you're with somebody.
Oh, I would give that drink.
What if they're
someone.
Going to the restroom too?
I just got to chug it. I just got to chug it.
Okay.
Like, you just got to take it. You got to chug it.
Okay.
There's no way I'm taking a drink into the restroom.
They used to have a thing where you could, like in Austin, a lot of the bars on 6th Street and 4th Street would have a shelf in the restroom. Like, when you first walk in, before you get to all the urinals and stuff,
yeah.
And you could put your drink on that shelf. And I kind of liked that idea.
But I just feel like somebody might walk around.
I don't
just
like leaving
goofy.
I don't like leaving my drink around.
Yeah, I don't either.
I'm a really hot guy, and a lot of people are trying to take advantage of that.
Really?
There's a lot of chicks trying to, you know, get with this.
Have you ever been hit on that by someone that's not a chick?
Like, have I ever been flirted with by a gay guy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I lived in Austin for a long time. There's a heavy gay population there. It's always strangers. Now, I've worked with a lot of gay people, and I don't think I'd give off a vibe at all that I would be remotely gay.
Yeah.
But it's happened once or twice.
I've had that happen to me for probably the first time ever that I can remember, like last week. I was at a Buffalo Wild Wings, and he worked there. And like I'm giving the lady my number, and he's like acting like he's writing it down, and he was asking me everything that I did, and I'm...
Was this after your food was there?
No, my food was on the way. And you like...
You better respect that and just pretend like you're gay for a minute. Be like, yeah.
Like I really didn't say anything. I just was like kind of laughing it off.
Yeah, I'm totally interested. Pretend like it, at least till you get your food.
And then I'm out of there.
Asking for trouble.
He wanted to know where I worked and everything. I'm like, I don't know where I work.
All right. We'll take a couple calls on this stuff on the other side. It's the Blitz, ESPN 97.5. Message from the vein, speaking my lesson from the brain, seeing the beauty through the...
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
It's the Blitz. JT Barrett, AJ Hoffman, ESPN 97.5 studios here in Houston, Texas. Let's do our last giveaway here, John. Local Brews, Local Grooves tickets. A pair of six. Won a pair of tickets to Local Grooves Craft Beer and Music Festival this Saturday, July 1st. Local Brews and Local Grooves returns to the House of Blues with 20 craft breweries, an electric mix of 13 buzzworthy local bands, and new Green Street outdoor stage and beer garden. Tickets and information available at houseofblues.com. Must be 21 and up to win. Does that mean three people will win? It's six.
No. One person gets all six.
One person gets all six. All right. So, caller, let's do 10. Caller 10 gets all six to the Local Brews, Local Grooves tickets.
By the way, the poll has turned the other way.
It has?
Yeah, 52 to 48, Scarface.
Okay. All right. Yeah. All right. I'll take the L on there. That's fine. I'm fine with that.
Let's talk. Is that Doc?
Yeah.
Let's talk to Doc.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? How y'all doing
hey,
today?
Hey, sports, Doc.
What's up, Doc?
Not a whole lot. I was listening to you guys, man, and, you know, I think me and AJ are probably around the same age or whatnot. And the barbershop, and I'm just going by the barbershop. I'm a black guy, and I think you know I've called quite a bit. I'm a coach as well. The barbershop really don't like Durant. And they stopped kind of liking Durant before the move. They stopped liking Durant when Durant made his comment about Kawhi Leonard, when Kawhi Leonard was getting a little bit of pub after they had won that championship. And he was basically saying the only reason why Kawhi was because of Coach Popovich. And the barbershop thought he was kind of hating on him. But the barbershop has always had respect for LeBron. But the barbershop really don't have any respect or any, I shouldn't say respect. They don't have any like for Durant. That's my take on it.
So you're saying JT is right?
When it comes to Durant, yeah.
Okay.
I do think he's right now. Mm-hmm. I think he's wrong a little bit when it comes to
everything else that he said today.
Yes, when it comes to players.
Okay.
You know, I heard him talk about, you know, black guys, you know, have a hard time calling a white guy their favorite player. And I think what it is, at least my generation, let me say my generation, if you can play, we like players, we like competition. And, you know, for me, you know, like Bird, I go you one even further than, you know, along the lines of Bird. When you talk like Dela Shrimp, guys like that, even though he was European, those guys competed hard. Now, when you see a guy, the guy that used to be in Houston that's up in Memphis now, I don't think he competes hard. I don't think he, you know, so he couldn't be a white player that I would fall for because I don't think he competes hard. I think he competes enough to get another check, and he's going to keep getting checks for you for a little bit. I just can't think of his name right off the top of my head. Right.
Chandler Parsons.
But I think he competes just to get another check, and that's a lot of black players as well. They compete just enough to keep getting checks instead of competing, going all out and competing hard. And I think that's why Kawhi Leonard, you know, the Chris Pauls of the world, LeBron's, I think that's why they're so respected, is because they compete night in and night out.
Hey, thanks for that call. I said Bird.
Say, yeah.
But honestly speaking, name besides Dirk, Bird, and maybe and maybe Steve Nash, who can be in that list of
You didn't think about Detlef Schrempf?
No. What the hell would I think about Detlef? I mean, maybe Jerry West, because he's the logo. But nobody – did you watch Jerry West? The only person I know in the world who watched Jerry West play is probably Bob Ryan.
Yeah, I never seen Jerry West play.
So, exactly. So, it's probably only those three guys that you can even have quite possibly as your favorite player – if you're black and you want to have a white favorite player.
Well, to be fair, it is a sport that's predominantly black. And,
exactly.
And there's only a handful of white players that have been good.
Yeah.
Let's talk to Ryan. Sports Ryan.
Yo, I got a question for JT. Why do no black people play hockey? Come on, man.
Black people don't play hockey just like you don't see black swimmers, because black people don't ice skate, we roller skate, and black people don't swim. Now, if you're asking me, I have done all three. I roller skated, I have did ice skating as well, and I know how to swim. I'm not an Olympic swimmer, but if I was to go and I'm almost drowning, I can get myself out. But if we call Cam right now and ask him, can you swim? He's going to say no. Black people don't know how to swim.
He just drowned, huh?
Yeah, because black people don't know how to swim. He's not going anywhere he can't stand up in a pool.
That's interesting to me. I always thought, like, because most people will tell you, the reason why there's less black people playing baseball is because it's expensive and you can play basketball for free, basically. You just need a ball.
That's not true.
Well, what's not true about it?
Because I played baseball growing up. I played baseball.
Were you, like, did you come from a middle-class family? How were you?
Man... My mom had me when she was 15 years old.
Okay.
I mean, it wasn't like exactly middle class. Okay. It's not growing up.
Here's something else I'll say. Baseball now is a lot more expensive game to play than it was when you were a kid even. Because let me tell you, my kid plays baseball. It's like $200 a month for my kid to play baseball.
Gosh, are you serious?
Yeah.
$200 to play baseball?
Yeah, a month.
What are you paying for?
You're paying for coaching. You're paying for field time. You're paying for like hitting lessons. I mean, it's a bunch of different stuff. Not to mention those bats cost $200-$300. I mean, it's an expensive game.
Basketball is getting that way though because of AAU game. So you have to pay for AAU. You got to pay for personal trainers,
right. But really,
and stuff like that.
I mean, in basketball, I mean, all you need is two dudes and a ball, and you can play. But I would always think, I always feel like if that's an excuse you can, and hockey's a ridiculously expensive sport to play. I mean, skates are expensive, ice time's expensive, but I would always think that people who grew up with less money, swimming would be like an ideal sport for them because all you need is some water and you could swim.
You have to have proper technique in swimming, right? And most black people, most black people I know don't have proper technique. Like, I know for sure, I don't know how proper my technique is, but I know how to swim, right?
You're talking about you could swim in a pool?
Yes.
What if I took you out in the middle of a lake and threw you in and said...
I'll get back. I know how to...
You can make it the whole way back.
I can do it all. I can backpedal.
Can you swim in the ocean?
Never tried, but I'm sure I probably could. It'd probably be a lot harder to do, though.
Okay.
But, yeah, black people... And what's crazy is somebody was like, I don't know why black people don't know how to swim, because even if you grew up in the hood, hood apartments have swimming pools. And that, well, back in my day, hood apartments had swimming pools.
Okay.
Right? And so usually that's how you learn how to swim. You throw some, I was learned how to swim being thrown in a pool and trying to find my way out of the deep end. I'm 4 feet tall out here in the 6-7 feet in. Now I got to find my way back. That's how I learned how to swim. You don't get proper coaching or technique on how to swim if you are black. Plus, I think growing up, we didn't know that swimming made money. We knew about basketball, baseball, football. I didn't watch hockey growing up, because why would I watch hockey growing up?
Okay.
Right? But I do got a question for you.
Okay.
And shout out to Lamont. I think he's starting to come around on this whole show that we've done today. But he wanted to know, why don't white people change out their bed coverings a lot?
Like change their sheets?
Yeah.
Sheets at my house get changed about once a week. And sometimes less than that during the summertime. Like, it might be like twice a week during the summertime.
Okay.
How often are you supposed to change your sheets?
I think you're supposed to do it at least once a week. You're supposed to, like, probably wash your sheets at least once a week.
Yeah.
You're probably supposed to, if you have the means, you're probably supposed to have a separate set of sheets as well.
Okay.
Just in case something happens to your sheets.
So at my house, we have, I mean, it's probably a rotation of like three different sets of sheets.
There you go, yeah.
Like, one goes off, my wife puts another one on,
yeah.
And she washes the one she took off.
Yes.
I mean, are most people not like that? Is that not a regular thing?
Not everyone, no.
What, do white people typically not wash their sheets?
That's what Lamont said. That's what he heard.
I didn't know that, Lamont. I don't know much about that. I don't know if the amount that I wash my sheets is proper, but I like the way clean sheets feel. Like, it just feels better when you lay down on some clean sheets. And, like, if I leave my house for a few days,
yeah,
I always tell my wife when I come back, I want to have
fresh sheets on the bed. Clean sheets.
Yeah.
Yes,
it feels good.
It does.
That's like when I think about, oh, I can't wait to be in my own bed. That's what I picture, is like having clean sheets on it. So I don't know. How often do Asians change their sheets, Jong? What's your?
I don't know. Once a week.
That's about average, right?
Yeah,
I think that's.
But I figure Asians are a lot cleaner than most people. Am I right about that?
It depends on the Asian, right, Jong?
I mean, it depends on what you're talking about.
Yeah.
What don't y'all clean more than black or white people?
I would say, I think the Usual Suspects had this conversation because both Barry and Joel are married to
Hispanic women.
Yeah, they're Latina. Asians, and I'm gonna say minorities. I think we don't use the dishwasher. We hand wash it, and the dishwasher is a dish rack for us.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how black people
do it. Is that how it's going to be? You don't use a dishwasher either?
No, we hand wash our dishes.
But you have a dishwasher?
Yes.
When I get married, we are using that dishwasher.
Yeah, that's what I'm
Are
thinking.
You really?
Yeah. We're gonna rinse first, but then put it in the dishwasher.
What's your living situation now? Who are you living with?
Me and Cam. It's me and Cam. We're roommates.
Okay, you guys are roommates.
Yes.
And you have a dishwasher.
Yes.
And you don't use it?
No. I don't think any of us have ever used it. I think I might have tried to use it once, and I was like, yeah, I'm not using it.
Why?
When you hand wash your dishes, they're a lot cleaner.
I don't believe that.
I think so.
The temperatures of the water inside my dishwasher,
yeah,
it's way hotter than what you can get in the sink.
I think maybe because growing up, a lot of black people didn't have dishwashers. Like if you're middle class or low class, you don't have a dishwasher.
I mean, growing up, I didn't have a cell phone or the internet, but I damn sure use it now.
Yeah. I mean, but some
like
things...
Now you've got the means to have a dishwasher, you should be using that thing.
But some things never change. If you're used to it, then I think that's what you go with. Like, I still hand wash all the dishes in my house.
You use a washer and a dryer, right? You're not using a clothesline, huh?
Yeah, I use a washer. I didn't grow up using clotheslines either, though.
Okay. All right. Just making sure. I don't know what's going on here. All right, guys, did you know that most carpet cleaning companies are leaving your carpets dirtier than they found them? That is absurd because you have to give them money for that. And if you want somebody to come dirty your carpets, you can give me $100 and I'll come throw some stuff around. You might as well. You're wasting money is what I'm telling you. It's not the case with dirt-free carpet cleaning. Protect against allergens. Get that dirt out of your carpets by getting your carpets tile floors, your upholstery cleaned with dirt-free carpet. Give them a call, 281-DIRT-FREE. Go chemical-free with dirt-free. And right now, they'll clean one room free with any purchase. Your carpet's going to be fresh, deep cleaned, without any soap, without any unhealthy dirt-attracting chemicals. They've been doing this for over 30 years, cleaning upholstery, floors, oriental rugs, even your air ducts, and they do it with the best technology in the game. Give them a call right now, 281-DIRT-FREE. Tell them you heard it here on ESPN 97.5. And right now, you can get a free carpet cleaned in one room with any purchase and a free speed dry just for calling right now. It's 281-DIRT-FREE, 281-347-8373 for dirt-free carpet.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
It's The Blitz. J.T. Barrett, A.J. Hoffman, ESPN 97.5 studios here in Houston, Texas. Some stuff from Twitter, AJ. Ron said he had his dishwasher removed so his kids wouldn't get any ideas.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that a black guy or a white guy?
That's a black guy. Someone said that they're married to the dishwasher. That was Dustin who said he was married to his dishwasher. Savage Black, I think, what is this? Savage Black Swan said,
Black Swan, yeah.
Yeah. She said she doesn't go swimming because of her hair. That's a very underrated thing in the black community. Black girls' hair is like a delicate. Like, did your mom have China like put up in like a case that you couldn't? That's pretty much black girls' hair.
Okay.
Yeah. Growing up with two sisters, a mom, and about 9 aunts, I learned that very quickly. Like, it's a very delicate thing. Lamont wanted me to ask you, why do white people lock their doors when black people come near their vehicles? That is very true, Lamont. I agree with you on that. I've had that happen to me plenty of times before at Walmart.
I don't know why they do that. My doors lock as soon as I put my car in drive, but you're saying like some people, like when you walk up, they just lock their doors?
Yeah, like if they're in the car at Walmart and they're just sitting in the car waiting for somebody to get out of Walmart.
Do they like put their hand up and hit the lock, or do you hear the lock?
You hear the lock.
White people probably think you can't hear that.
That's because...
Listen, I got to tell you, listen, white people are scared of black people sometimes, I think. Like your average white guy especially white women, are probably afraid of a black guy at the Walmart parking lot. I mean, I'm not trying to justify it. I'm just telling you what's probably true.
I'm just saying. I never understood that. He also wanted me to ask why, when it rains, white people smell like puppies.
I will say this. Anytime, and I don't know anything about that. Anytime anyone approaches my car, period, when I'm in it, I instantly think about, I might have to shoot this guy.
Really?
Yeah. Like a white guy, black, I don't care who it is. You come knocking on my window while I'm sitting in my truck, the first thing my hand does is go down to my pistol. First thing.
Wait, you keep your pistol in your car?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I don't keep it when I'm not in it. When I'm in my truck, my pistol's in my truck. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That makes sense.
But yeah, I don't.
You're not one of those people like who try to do like these nonsensical like citizen arrests, right? No.
No.
Okay.
That's not my job.
Yeah.
I just don't like people jacking with me.
Yeah. Like I can see some citizen arrest being good, but like. It's a lot that's just like, dude, like, go home and watch something else. We never got to Vince Young.
We didn't. when people knock on my window and tell me roll the window down, I just look at them like they're crazy.
Yeah.
Like, no. I don't want to talk to you.
You want me to give you money? I don't even have money myself.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm poor.
Oh, we do have callers on the HRP listener line. You want to take those?
No, I want to talk about Vince Young for
a
second.
Okay, let's talk about Vince Young.
Vince Young's done an interview with Sports Illustrated.
Yes.
And some of the comments that he came out with.
Ex-Panic.
Ex-Panic, my favorite Vince Young quote. How do you say Hispanic?
Hispanic? I don't really say Hispanic. I don't like to call people Hispanic or Mexicans for some reason. I call them Latatinos.
Okay.
Yes.
I like Ex-Panic. That's my favorite way to describe people of that culture.
Ex-Panic.
Thank you. But he asked him about... He was basically asking him about Ryan Fitzpatrick and Blaine Gabbert, and he said exactly, referring to Gabbert signing despite his lack of prior success, he said, I hate to name drop, but Ryan Fitzpatrick is still playing. He leads the league in interceptions, and he's still bleeping getting paid. I mean, what the bleep is going on? He said, I'd see a quarterback and be like, dude is garbage, and I'm over here in the kitchen cooking turkey necks. First of all, I went through and I'm just going to go through a list in the last 10 years of guys who have led the league in interceptions.
Okay. I'm pretty sure Brett Favre is on that list somewhere.
Carson Palmer's on that list.
Okay.
Eli Manning.
Eli Manning, who has two Super
Eli
Bowls.
Manning is on that list multiple times, mind you. You're right. Brett Favre is on that list. Jay Cutler, of course, is on that list. Jay Cutler, always strong in the interception department. Drew Brees has been on that list. Ryan Fitzpatrick was on that list. That was back in 2011, mind you. Tony Romo has been on that list. Eli Manning again. And Eli Manning again. I may have mentioned that. Phillip Rivers. Phillip Rivers led the league in interceptions in 2014 and 2016 last year. Blake Bortles also on the list. Does anybody look at Phillip Rivers and go, oh, that guy's garbage? He can't play in the NFL. I don't think so.
Wait, Phillip Rivers. Oh, no. Not Phillip Rivers. I thought she was going to say Ryan Fitzpatrick. Because I think Ryan Fitzpatrick is totally garbage.
Ryan Fitzpatrick's not good anymore, but Ryan Fitzpatrick's had some good years. And this may come as a surprise to Vince Young. Vince Young's career passer rating, 74.4. Ryan Fitzpatrick's career passer rating, 79.7. So you could think he's garbage all you want, but I mean, there's a reason why he's still hanging around the league. And listen, he's not great.
No.
Now, Blaine Gabbert, I can't defend. I don't know why that guy's on a football team. I don't understand it. I've never thought he was good. You've never been able to convince me that he was going to be good. I've never seen it with that guy. And I don't know if Vince Young is one of these guys who can. I don't know that he could play in the NFL today. I don't know. But what I'll say the same thing about him that I say about a lot of guys who don't understand why after a certain time they aren't on a roster. And Vince Young's a good example of a guy that I wouldn't want to be my backup quarterback, because when I'm looking at a backup quarterback, I want someone who, A, is generally going to be healthy. That's not Vince Young. And B, I'd like someone who I can eventually develop into a starter. I think Vince Young had his chance as a starter. Didn't work out.
Which probably was not his fault.
And
He had Jeff Fisher as a coach, man. I mean, Jeff Fisher is probably one of the worst coaches in NFL history. Him and Dave Campo.
I don't disagree with what you're saying, but I think Vince Young self-inflicted a lot of his wounds.
Oh, he
too.
Did. I didn't think Vince Young was a. I thought he was amazing at Texas. I thought Vince Young was an amazing quarterback.
I think Vince Young's one of the best college quarterbacks,
yes,
ever.
I agree with you on there. I didn't think that his style of play would transfer into the NFL. I think a lot of people did. I didn't see it. Right? And that's me watching him play a lot of games at Texas. I didn't see it transfer into the NFL at a high success rate. But can he be a backup in the NFL? Maybe.
Do you want the drama of it, though?
No.
It's the same thing. And I know the Colin Kaepernick thing, everyone wants to make it a race thing. And at this point, Colin Kaepernick, in my opinion, isn't good enough to be an NFL starter.
There's a lot of facts that says that he is good enough to be a top 15 starter in the NFL. Like, there's a lot.
Those people didn't watch football the last 4 years. They're still going back to the year that he went to the Super Bowl, and they're like, look what he did.
No. Ken Fagey? I don't know if you know who he is, but he does pre-snap reads. Mm-hmm. He studies every single quarterback. He literally goes through hours and hours of quarterbacks. If you look him up, he will tell you that Colin Kaepernick last year, I think, was a top 20 quarterback. He only threw 4 interceptions. Have we seen what his offensive line and what his receivers look like? I probably could have played receiver for the San Francisco 49ers last year. Can you name a receiver that was on the San Francisco 49ers last year?
Colin Kaepernick threw 4 interceptions.
16 touchdowns, right?
Yeah. Yep. And that's it. That's a good year.
Yeah.
And
with one of the worst rosters and worst coaching in the NFL.
59% completion percentage.
Yeah.
You know who had that same completion percentage? Brock Osweiler.
He also went through about 300 hours worth of, I mean, not 300 hours. He also went through about 300 plus worth of snaps of Brock Osweiler.
Let me give you this. You know who threw 5 interceptions last year, 20 touchdowns, and a 71% completion rate? You tell me if this guy should be a starter in the NFL.
Okay.
Sam Bradford. That's Sam Bradford's number last year. Sometimes there's more to numbers than just the numbers
but
you see.
But those are just the basic numbers. But I would have to show you what Ken Fagey said. But if I show you, I think you'll probably agree a little bit with what
he said. My point being that if you're not good, if a team doesn't want you as their starter, if you're a guy like Colin Kaepernick or Vince Young or anybody who was going to bring a show with you, that's not who I want as my backup. I'll put up with a show and I'll put up with distraction and I'll put up with hubbub if you're my starter and you're winning games for me. But if I've got to answer questions at a press conference every week about my backup quarterback, I do not want that. Like, I just don't ever want it.
if Tom Brady was doing the same thing that Colin Kaepernick was doing, Tom Brady would still be on the NFL roster. And that's because
Look at the numbers Tom Brady put up.
Exactly. I know exactly that's what you're saying, essentially, right?
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, I got you. I don't fully agree all the way, but I got you.
And here's what I'm also saying. If Cam Newton took a knee for the national anthem, he'd still be the starting quarterback of the Panthers.
Yes.
Colin Kaepernick was a borderline guy and made a stand and made it to a point. And I don't know if – I'm sure there's some race involved in it. I'm not denying that. I'm saying at this point, if he's not going to be your starter, nobody wants that guy as their backup. Nobody wants a guy who people are going to question as their backup.
Some people need him as their backup because their starting quarterback situation is awful.
Do you think it's weird that Jay Cutler's not signed by an NFL team yet?
Jay Cutler is terrible.
Okay. Jay Cutler's had more success in the NFL than Colin Kaepernick
has.
No,
Colin Kaepernick has made a Super Bowl.
Colin Kaepernick
and
was on a team.
And has made a conference final.
Colin Kaepernick was on a team that went to a Super Bowl. You're right.
Yes.
Colin Kaepernick also won 2 games last year.
He was on the worst team in the NFL.
All right. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Well, hello.
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
It's The Blitz. JT Barrett, A.J. Hoffman, ESPN 97.5 studios here in Houston, Texas.
How was it?
It was great.
Yeah?
Yeah. I think I got a lot of positive response, even though a lot of people don't agree with what I said.
Okay.
I think a few people were like, hey, this guy's kind of good. Like okay. He's not standing down or holding back at all, which I won't ever do. Ever. Right. Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you survived it.
Yeah, I think I held in there.
You feel less black than you felt when you got here?
No.
Okay.
I still do very black things.
Okay.
Like use a bunch of duct tape to make stuff work.
Okay. Well, good job. When did you tell people when they can check out your podcast? When's it go up?
So you can listen to my podcast. I do a podcast here, me and Cam Thomas. It's the Takeover Podcast. Go to podcastarena.com, search the Takeover. Or if you're on iTunes, you can search the Takeover in there as well. And you will see the podcast. We're actually about to start doing a YouTube show here, probably this week. And that's going to be a lot of fun. We actually built a TV set at home.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I got a, what the hell is AJ talking about? You do realize he outplayed Aaron Rodgers in 2 playoff games and beat him in Lambeau when it was like 10 degrees. I was going through this at the break, and I think JT was surprised to hear that Colin Kaepernick's career completion percentage below 60%.
Not surprised. No, he's not an accurate quarterback by any means, right? Like, he's not super accurate, right? I mean, the same thing is with Cam Newton as well. Like, I don't think that he's a super accurate quarterback, right?
Cam Newton makes up for it in other ways.
But he makes up for it in other ways. And I think at that time, Colin Kaepernick did as well.
Colin Kaepernick now? No. The NFL's figured out Colin Kaepernick. Yeah. The NFL still hasn't totally figured out Cam Newton. I agree with that.
Yeah.
All right. We'll be back tomorrow. Jerome will be back in tomorrow. Thanks to JT. Thanks to Jong. We'll see you then. Stay sporty, kids.
ESPN 97.5.